Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Monday, the 20th of July, 2020. And this is on all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Let's start with the daily volume today, and it's down slightly from Friday. It's at 1.14 billion today, and that's down from 1.48 billion on Friday. The average volume, there was 485 stocks traded today, down slightly from 486 on Friday. Of the 485 stocks that traded today, the average volume was 2.35 million, and that's down from just over 3 million. From Friday. The average percentage gain loss is a positive. It's of the 485 stocks traded today, the average gain was 0.96%, and that's up from 0.55% average on Friday. And of the 485 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there were 203 with gains, and that's up from 179 on Friday. There's 122 with no gain, that's down from 133 on Friday. And there's 160 with a loss, and that's down from 174 on Friday. So heading in the right direction there with more gains and losses. Let's continue the positive news and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And they were Global Metals and Mining Limited, ASX code GBE. That finished on top at number one best performing ASX resource stock today, and it had a 58.33% gain. At number two, we have Alloy Resources Limited, ASX code AYR. It had a positive gain of 34.62% today. At number three, we have ACAP Energy Limited, ASX code ACB. It had a percentage gain of 30%. And at equal number three, at also 30% gain, was New Coal Resources Limited, ASX code NCR. And rounding off at number five today is Bennamon Resources Limited, ASX code BMN, and it had a percentage gain of 29.03% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX stocks for today. And the interesting standout with the top five is there's only one that's focused on gold today, and there's a good mix of other commodities in the top five, including uranium, niobium, coal, etc. So that rounds off the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And again, congratulations to all holders. And talking about commodities, let's move on to the commodities and the standout commodities today. They were gold, nickel, uranium, cobalt, and copper, all performing well. And the highest traded stock today, and it's been, it was on Friday as well, is Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR, and 7.70% of the company was traded today. The best performing stock locations today were Paterson Range, Kalgoorlie, and Fraser Range, and they're all located in Western Australia. So lots of activity and positive gains in those locations. Let's look at the average percentage staff admin spend versus projects over the last 12 months, and this is just reflecting on the top 20 today. And the average is 62% spend on staff admin, leaving a low 38% spent on projects. So lots of questions potentially asked with the top 20 today as far as where their spending of money is going in the last 12 months. But as indicated in other podcasts, there can always be legitimate reasons for higher staff admin spend, and that includes awaiting on finance, mining approvals, environmental approvals, etc. So let's move on to the ERP statistics. And there was 139 stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's up slightly from 137 on Friday. Of the 139 ASX resource stocks that traded today using an ERP software solution, the average gain was 0.57%, and that's down slightly from 0.91% on Friday. Volume is up from Friday. It's up to 398 million plus today, and that's up from 360 plus million on Friday. And this is an interesting stat. Of the top 20 best performing stocks today, six of them are using an ERP software solution. So Friday and today, high percentages of the top 20 using ERP software solutions. So that's an interesting stat as well. So let's finish off today's podcast with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Globe Metals and Mining Limited, ASX code GBE. And we'll start with their project. They have an advanced project in feasibility study in Malawi, West Africa. Their predominant commodity is niobium and tantalum. And let's look at their project spend over the last 12 months. 442,000 was spent on projects and 1.55 million spent on staff admin. That equates to 78% of money available being spent on staff admin and 22% spent on projects. But just reflecting on their spend, there was zero or very little money of that spent on staff. It was predominantly spent on administration. So well worth the question of just asking where that money was spent, but it wasn't on staff from the looks of things. So let's continue on and look at their finances. Currently, they have in excess of 5.7 million in the bank. That's excluding any up-and-coming or recent capital raises. Their current market cap is sitting just over 8.8 million. They currently have just over 465 million shares on offer. As far as their share price, it started the year at 1.7 cents and it finished at trade today at 1.9 cents, so up slightly. And let's now look at the shareholding. As far as the directors are concerned and the top 20, they own in excess of close to 90% of the company. So a very high top 20 stockholding there, and loyal by the looks of things. So an interesting company is Globe Metals and Mining Limited. And that concludes our overview of the ASX resource sector today. And again, congrats to any holders of Globe Metals and Mining Limited, ASX code GBE. And thanks again for listening, everyone, and good evening.